You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Without further ado, Mark Berman joins us now. You can see his work all over the New York Post. Let's talk some Knicks. Mark, welcome in. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Anita. Hopefully the Knicks' great success will carry over to the two New York NFL teams.
Yeah, right? It really has been unbelievable. Again, they've won 9 straight. You've got your finger on the pulse of this team better than anyone. Kind of share with us, what do you feel has been the biggest difference this season? Is it Tibbs? Is it the unity that's come together? Like kind of take us inside. What has been the biggest change with this team and this organization, Mark?
Yeah, it's the head coach. And you credit Leon Rose, the president, because he hired him. And who knows if Thibodeau comes to the Knicks if his longtime agent isn't running the show, especially with a roster that last season, you know, was classified as mediocre. So just in coach of the year, I would be surprised if Quinn Snyder of Utah is able to hold on if the Knicks finish fourth in the East. You know, Thibodeau has gotten very little buzz about coach of the year until this 9-game winning streak. I thought he deserved it even before the 9-game winning streak. I mean, that's how much of a laughingstock this franchise was for the last 7 seasons. You know, the last 6 seasons, they weren't even in the playoff race after the All-Star break. So Tibbs has created this amazing culture. It's such a close-knit group, despite so many kind of prominent players not in the rotation. Like, if you told me before the season, you know, Kevin Knox would be out of the rotation and Frank Ntilikina would be out of the rotation, and then Mitchell Robinson gets hurt for most of the season, you know, would the Knicks, like, be good this year? I'd say no. It sounds like it would be a failure, and then that they would trade Dennis Smith. So Tibbs has a tremendous amount of respect from these guys, and I think that, I hate to say it, but the lack of social life because of the pandemic has helped the Knicks more than most, because Tibbs is all about basketball. He's not about all the other stuff and taking guys out to the movies. So having just focus on basketball, these guys go to the gym at nighttime in Tarrytown, and then when they land in a city on the road, they're out to the gym because there's nothing else to do. There's no player appearances. And even now the distractions are, if this was pre-pandemic and the Knicks were doing this good, these guys would be going to this event and that event, but there's nothing going on socially or in that public relations way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I touched on that earlier. We opened up the show. We were talking about the Knicks, and I said that because Ryan was, of course, doing the play-by-play for ESPN yesterday while I was watching the game, and he alluded to just what a leader Julius Randle is. And when they do arrive in a city, he's like, come on, guys, let's go. And you know, it could be 10 o'clock at night, and they're going to the gym. They're shooting around. And I think, again, I think a big reason for this, it's a pandemic. What else, what else are we going to do? Right, Mark? Mark Berman joining us here on 98.7 ESPN.
It's great. It's all about basketball this year. And, like, that's why, like, Knicks fans, I think they should even raise their expectations about the playoffs, because we saw in the bubble Miami get to the finals. No one expected it, but this is a different world. Obviously, the Orlando bubble is a little more severe than now, but, you know, the Knicks are playing in their own bubble. I mean, they get to a city, and I took the road trip New Orleans to Dallas. You know, they're not allowed out of the hotel. They can't go to Bourbon Street or what have you. You know, they're stuck in the hotel and watching film with the coaches, and it's a perfect coaching staff because this is the hardest working coaching staff that I've seen, you know, in covering the Knicks in 21 seasons.
It's really been so fun to follow this team. Some of the other storylines, I've been talking with some of our listeners, and we've got a few on the phone. I promise I'll get to your calls this hour, 800-919-3776. Many fans want to see Julius Randle win the MVP. If you're watching the game last night, the chants were there with the very few limited fans that were at the Garden. The odds on that is 150-1, Mark. I mean, so chances are he won't. I do believe he'll win the MIP, the most improved player, this year. But one can make an argument, right, that he's done more with less, and specifically a team that's now sitting in the fourth seed in the East, possibly hosting a first round of a playoff, when really we would have said if they would have at least made it into a play-in game, it would have been a positive season for the Knicks. And let alone now there's a chance that they are hosting the first round. To me, I think that speaks volumes and should give him more, more consideration. Mark, agree?
Yeah, it's starting to get around. At first, it was about, will he make the All-Star team? Then it was Most Improved Player, then All-NBA, which is now a given, probably a second-team All-NBA. And then Van Gundy, 10 days ago on TV, says he should be on an MVP ballot, and it's not preposterous. The guy has missed just one game. He leads the NBA in minutes played total by more than 100 minutes than the second guy, which is Jokic. The durability, the leadership, the Knicks would be, well below 500 if Randall wasn't around. I mean, they probably have 15 wins, and that's what MVP is. He is the most important player on any team right now, and LeBron has missed, much of the season. Giannis takes a lot of days off. He has that load management thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think a top three MVP vote. I mean, if I get a ballot this year, he'll be in my top three somewhere. I got to analyze all the numbers. But the assists, the three-point percentage, the efficiency, I can't even think. I mean, the turnovers are still there, but he has the ball all the time. I'd have to break down the numbers when it comes down to the voting, but he better be on these ballots. I mean, he should be in the top three right now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Two quick questions for you before I let you go. Number one, I was looking at their schedule moving forward. I know their next game is against Phoenix. They've got two home games. Three of their final opponents in the regular season are below 500. Seven are above 500, and heading into yesterday, I didn't look today, but the Spurs were at even. They were just a 500 team, so not a very easy schedule, not a dangerous schedule as well. How confident are you, Mark, that they're going to sustain and in the regular season with the fourth seed and possibly host the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, well, right now they're playing better than anyone in the NBA, obviously with the longest winning streak, but. Listen, the odds makers, I got contacted by a bookmaker, an analyst, and they get no respect on the line. They've covered 11 straight games, and many of those games they were underdogs. So you mm-hmm. look at this team and say, this is going to be a tough game. Well, the Knicks are a tough team. I mean, these coaches go on in the pregame and just rave about their the way they play together and the way they play defense, and they don't talk about the three-point shooting, and they're fifth in the league in percentage. Yesterday they were favored by 1.5 points against a 12th place team in Toronto. I know Toronto was hot and they had won four straight, but I don't know. Yes, it's a six-game West Coast trip. Not West Coast, but Western region six-game trip, and it's going to be difficult, but right now, no one is playing better than them. And Alec Burks has been in COVID protocol, and they're still 5-0 without him. So the sky's the limit. I right now, I don't know when it's going to stop. I mean, I'm shocked. Are they playing way over their heads, or is this the Knicks?
I love it. I love it. Last question for you, and this is a question from a listener who called in yesterday after the post game. And this is bigger picture, right? And that is, in covering not just the Knicks, but the league, Mark, do you feel that the perception of this Knicks organization is changing day by day, moment by moment, as we're seeing them win ball games, where before the narrative was, who are the Knicks going to get in free agency? Nobody. Nobody wants to come here. Their agents are telling them not to come here. Do you feel that this is the year it changes because of Tibbs and because of Julius?
Yeah, without a doubt. First of all, you have a superstar on the team in Julius, which you never had, since Carmelo. And you have a second guy in R.J. Barrett who looks like he's a budding all-star. And you have a coach who is as good as any coach, if not better, in the league. So, and you have New York City with the greatest fans in the NBA that have stuck with his team for seven long years of terrible basketball. So this summer, I think they're going to be really in business. Unfortunately, the superstar class we all thought is not going to happen. Giannis especially, had that extension. Kawhi Leonard, who knows, if the Clippers fall apart in the playoffs, you know, maybe, you know, his uncle's from New Jersey and he's very, very close with his uncle, who's his manager. So maybe he gives the Knicks a look. It's a whole different ballgame going back to when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving almost laughed at the Knicks in their free agency. So he's changed the entire culture. And, you know, they do need a good finish. Let's hope they don't collapse down the stretch and get, you know, knocked out early. But listen, they may get knocked out in the first or second round. But as long as they're competitive and play that great defense, yeah, this is going to be a destination.
Love it. Mark, thank you so much for spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. Do appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks a lot. I need it.
Mark Berman joining us on 98.7 ESPN. You can see his work all over the New York Post.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.